Well, Carl, you must be really pleased with the result and the performance.
Yeah, it was a super performance. We looked a real threat, but defensively, that's as solid as I've seen a Worcester City side for a long, long time. We never looked like getting breached, and you know, we were organised, worked hard, and I thought we were quite comfortable.
The two very solid lines of four, which they just couldn't break down.
No, I've always felt we've got the attributes to be a good side, but individual errors were costing us dearly, and we've worked hard to try and minimise or eradicate them. And you know the results in the last four games when you do it, but a lot of it's down to belief, and you know you have times where you find wins hard to come by, and you find times when you feel you can do no wrong, but you know the performance tonight was outstanding.
You brought Jordan Murphy in, and he repaid you.
Yeah, it's I think it started with Chicane Steele over on the right touchline. He's hit a lovely diagonal ball. And Jordan's a great first touch, and the composure he showed to sort of come inside the defender, and it was a really composed finish. So he's done his chances no harm at all. You know, he can ask no more. You put him in the side and he scores a goal.
The other impressive thing, especially in the first half and in the latter stages of the game, was the pressing.
Yeah, well, we want a hard working side, and as much as Brackley probably had a lot of the ball in the second half, I can only remember Ryan Boot having one save to make in the whole 90 minutes. Everything else he had to do was just coming to take crosses, which he did exceptionally well.
Yeah, he must give the defence a lot of confidence, because when he does come for the ball, he's fully committed.
He is, and all you want is a keeper who makes consistent decisions. And, you know, in the two games he's been with us, he's done that, and it does give you a lot of confidence. But, you know, I think there were performances all over the park without singling anybody out. I thought everybody throughout tonight was outstanding.
And you might have had some nervous minutes at the end, but that disappeared with the award of the penalty. Was it a bit soft?
I don't know. I know it's a definite penalty. It's 100% penalty. There's no questions over that. I always felt that as much as they had a lot of the ball, they never really got in behind us. They never really looked like getting on the end of crosses. I thought we defended our box really well. And it was always set up for us to... We had two or three opportunities where we hit them on the counter-attack. And we've got a lot of pace and energy, so we were going to get a chance. And it's come from a foul. And Colby Bishop, you know, no hesitation, stuck it in the corner.
I was just going to mention that, because not much had gone for him. He'd worked hard throughout and he hadn't had much to feed off. But when it was awarded, he just picked it up and strode over to the spot and put it away nicely.
Well, that's a player with confidence and on form. You know, what we wanted to do this evening was stop their fullbacks getting out. You know, they've got decent fullbacks, particularly the right back. He's got a lot of energy. And we wanted Jordan Murphy out of possession to drop onto their deepest midfield player. Well, that meant that Colby sort of ploughed a lone furrow up there, certainly as the game wore on. But he worked manfully. He did his very, very best to keep the ball up there and buy us a little bit of time. But, you know, they've all worked superbly hard tonight. And it's you cannot fault their effort and desire through any of the games this season.
So you go forward now to the FA Cup on Saturday in good heart.
We do. Certainly better than we were a fortnight or so ago, it's going to be a tough game Saturday. You know, we won another cup run after the exploits of the last couple of years, but so will Telford, and their gaffers will want a response off them, because they're in a little bit of a dip in form. But we've got to take our performances, take all that desire and effort, and we've got to do it again on Saturday. We've picked up a few little niggles tonight, so it'll be a light rest of the week for them. But we go again Saturday. We'll see what we've got available. But whoever we pick at the moment, they want to win games for this football club, and that's brilliant.
Lee Hughes didn't feature tonight. Was that with an eye on Saturday, or has he got an injury?
Well, he's got a tight hamstring, so you know we weren't going to risk Lee. He's so important to us. But yes, I expect him to be available for the weekend, and we made the decision with one eye on Saturday's game.